200-page substitute, 200 pages more than the bill we were looking at last week, and that no one has read. Our senators haven't had a chance to read the bill.
All right, the Senate immigration bill is starting to look a lot like the health care law. Too long to read, too complicated to understand, and add-on stuck in at the last minute, like $1.5 billion in stimulus for job training to Imogen Lloyd Webber, Peter Sudeman, and Ron Meyer. Ron, is this health care part two, Ron?
Oh, I think it looks like that. And for me, I think it's basically worse because you have a bill with seemingly good intentions and then you're just loading it up with pork. And I think that if we look at the jobs program in there, it's really not even going to help young people. And I think if a program is good, it should be brought up on its own merits. We should be talking about youth unemployment and the Great Youth Depression. But this is not the right time. Immigration reform should be focused on immigration reform and getting border security and then figuring out how we can make sure we can take care of the folks who are here already. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about. These pork pieces are terrible.
Imogen, to Ron's point, we didn't know this until after the fact that after health care reform was said and done, here's what was in it. $300 million extra Medicaid for Louisiana, more money for Massachusetts for Medicare, money for Tennessee hospitals, and look at this, Emmy, $100 million for the Senator Chris Dodd Medical Center. Are you concerned that after the fact, when all the headlines and the media goes away, that these boondoggles are shoehorned in at the last minute?
From what I understand, this has been happening throughout history on some level, though, to all these bills. And fundamentally, this may pass the Senate, surprisingly, with that great big supermajority of 70. That's what people are expecting. It's not going to pass the House. So, yes, we can be concerned, but believe you me, the House are going to be complaining even more.
So, Peter Sudeman, Imogen's not worried about the pork because it's just going to get rejected anyway. Go ahead.
I think what bills like these show us is the folly of comprehensive comprehensive reform of any stripe, whether it's healthcare, whether it's immigration. You know, if you're worried about immigration, if you want more immigration, if you want to find a solution to the problem of 11 million people who are here illegally, what do we do with them? Then those are the problems you should be solving. We should be creating sane paths to immigration here in the United States, rather than this incredibly screwy, incredibly complicated system that we have right now. Instead, what we're doing is, you know, focusing on trying to do everything at once. That's not immigration reform. That's, you know, it's bad politics.
You know, so Ron, to Peter's point, we're trying to do everything, kitchen sink this thing, trying to do everything at once. It should be just about border security and then immigration reform. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, I think that's true. And I think that we should be looking at how to make a better legal immigration system. And I think that that deserves a debate. That deserves a focus instead of all of these other provisions. Why can't we just focus? I mean, it seems so simple. Why can't Congress just focus on one thing at a time so the American people can comprehend what's going on?
Yeah, but
I
what
frankly
would that
think
one
that they're just trying to be intransparent.
But what would that one thing be, Imogen?
Well, I obviously have a very different view, perhaps. I am a legal immigrant. I think absolutely you need to do something about the illegals in this country, but I think there should only be a path to residency. I don't believe there should be a path to citizenship. 1 million people a year manage to come here legally, and they're the ones that deserve that path to citizenship. If you came here illegally, you should only have a path to residency.
What do you mean by the difference between residency and citizenship? Go ahead.
So I have a green card, but I'm not a U.S. citizen, and I think you have to behave honorably to be a U.S. citizen. And if you dishonored the process in any way, which you did by coming here illegally, you should never have the honor of being a U.S. citizen. You should only ever get residency, a green card, pay your taxes.
So that's interesting, Peter. So have a period of time where you're a resident and then earn your way to citizenship. What do you think?
So this bill doesn't let people who are here illegally right now become citizens for more than a decade. Basically, they get a provisional status, and then after a decade, after a little more than a decade, they have the chance to become a citizen. So that's actually what's something like what's in the bill right now is a waiting period. But look,
we know that's in the bill. This is Imogen is talking about something different, though. She's saying that you have to turn in a good track record here before you become a citizen, right?
Well, I'm saying that if you came here illegally, you should not be a citizen at all, which is in the bill.
Yeah,
I think there should only be a path to residency.
But that's the point. Go ahead.
You know, if that's what we're going to do, then what we need to be focusing on is creating a clearer and saner path to get here legally. And right now, if you look at the process, we've done this in Reason Magazine. We've laid it out. If you look at the process for coming here legally, for most people, it is insane. It is incredibly complicated.
I want to bring it. I hear what you're saying, but I do want to bring it back. And let's get it back to what we started out talking about. And Ron, you make a valid point about what happens with these bills, and that is they become derailed somehow, and they become a way to get votes. You have to do a buy-in, right? And it becomes, of course, a big pork fest. Go ahead.
And instead of doing what I think the other two guests are actually doing on air, which is compromising, saying, and this is something that I think would pass the House, a compromise where there's no citizenship but there's permanent legal status, I think that's something that could pass the House, something that would be a good compromise. But instead of figuring out how to compromise and how to work together, what Congress is doing is, who can we pay off to get the votes to pass this bill? And that's what Congress has become.
So
who
you're
can
saying,
we
wait,
pay
stay
off
on your
to
point.
Get the votes?
I hear what you're saying. You're saying if you simplify it, and you just focus in, you wouldn't have to have all this pork going on to get it to pass.
Chairman
is that
Goodlatte,
your point?
That's what Chairman Goodlatte on the House side is exactly trying to do.
All right, Peter, what do you think of that?
I would like to see a series of bills that make it clear that the problem is that immigration is really hard, and the problem is that we have a whole bunch of people here who are unauthorized, who are illegal, that need to be legalized, and that's what we need to focus on. It's good for American workers, it's good for the economy, and that's what immigration reform should be.
Imogen, you get the last word. Go ahead.
Well, the CBO are busy saying the immigration bill could save American taxpayers up to $1 trillion. So clearly, immigration reform needs to be done.
Yeah, but they've been off by their focus, though. I mean, they've been off with their numbers by a factor of $200 billion or more a year, right?
But clearly immigration reform needs to be sorted out. You need to sort out 11 million people here who are illegally.
Okay, good point. Gang, you're going to be up later in the show. Next up, how the government is trying to make companies hire, get this, felons, ex-cons, without even knowing that they're hiring ex-cons. That's up next.